Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Yes, the world's not going to get any better unless you do something to make it better. And entrepreneurs do that sort of stuff, so that's why we have a show for you. And we definitely invite you to call in. Hopefully you can see the sign right in front of us. The number is 727-441-3000. And you're more than welcome to call the show, share your knowledge, share your expertise, help another entrepreneur. I'm here with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
Doing great, Mr. Gene. How good to be back in the studio with you this afternoon, and Bobby.
And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Mr. Bobby, how are you doing this evening?
And a happy Thursday afternoon to you all.
Hey.
Oh, thank you. Now, for those of you that are somewhat new to the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you, and Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes, that's what we're here for, to help you out, or you to help us out. Anyway, so Mr. Dukes.
Yes, sir.
How you doing this evening?
Doing great, Mr. Jane. How are you this evening?
Fine. I just wanted to acknowledge that, first of all.
You want to?
Yeah. So those of you entrepreneurs out there, if you are an entrepreneur, we'd like to get your feedback. If you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, tonight's topic is 15 qualities of an entrepreneur. And I'm going to give my 2 cents worth of the 15, and Mr. Dukes is more than welcome to add his, and Bobby's welcome to add his, but I'm going to give mine. But in order to become an entrepreneur, you outside of having the thought, there's much, much more that I believe has got to go into it. And so I got 15 things that I'm going to talk to you about tonight, 15 qualities that I believe entrepreneurs should have. And it doesn't mean that you have to have them. It definitely doesn't mean that I got them all. But definitely I'm going to share them because I believe that it comes along with those of you who would like to become an entrepreneur. They're not necessarily in any order. So you're going to have to use your thoughts in terms of what do you think should have been mentioned first that would help you to understand that. Part of it's by design, because I can tell you things in logical order, but some of you aren't logical. And some of you are very logical, and I want you to know that I'm not. So we're just going to mention those types of things.
I won't comment.
That way. Right, because I want your participation. And so if you hear something down the line here and you say, well, gee, if I had heard that first, it would have made a lot of sense. Well, that's the whole purpose of it. Because if you already got it pre-programmed as to how it should be, we wouldn't be talking about this.
That's right.
Right. So that's why I'm doing that.
That's great.
So, anyway.
And I'm sure some entrepreneur, a young entrepreneur especially, will be very, very happy to hear this.
Hopefully, they can be young or old. If you're struggling like I am, then you can join the club.
Well, that's why I specified especially the young.
Young?
Yes.
I'm still working at it. I told somebody the other day, I just passed 27.
All right, let's go.
However, I'd like to have you think about that. So,
all right.
So
let's help somebody.
I'm going to give you the first thought, and then we're going to take a short break, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you got more for us to play, I'm not sure.
And in just a minute, I'll have a break for you.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, here's the first one. These are qualities that I believe an entrepreneur should have. The first thing is a visionary. My thought is that the reason you may want to become an entrepreneur is because you got a thought. And the thought may have been something like where you say, I think I should start a business doing this because I think it can help a lot of people. It's a service or a product and I want to create it. So I believe what comes along with the thought is having the vision of how successful you'll be in order to get started. Anyway, so I'm going to say one of the qualities is being a visionary. Looking down the road as to how you see your thought could actually help and benefit lots of people. Anyway, I'd like to have you just kind of stay with that, kind of think about it. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to chime in. So you're listening to myself, Gene Hodge, here with Mr. Heisman Dukes and Mr. Bobby, and
hey,
we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Don't change the dial.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Money. I think that's what entrepreneurs want to do. And so therefore, we have that because we want to help you entrepreneurs out there to begin to make some money. And I'm given 15 qualities that I believe entrepreneurs should have. Now, if you think I left out some, feel free to call in. The number's right in front of you, 727-441-3000, and share that. And Mr. Dukes is going to share something in case I leave something out. And then hopefully our engineer, Mr. Bobby, says something. He's more than welcome to. And but the first one I had said was visionary.
Mm-hmm.
That in order to become, or a quality of an entrepreneur is to have a vision.
That's true.
Okay.
Of some type.
Okay, so you agree with me?
Yes. Or? No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
You should have a vision on something that you're going to do or want to do, and you want to apply that to that to make that visionary to become reality.
Okay. So the vision, I'm just going to say, be a visionary is looking out as far as you can in order to see how far you've got to go or what it is that it's going to take. So mm-hmm. that's what I mean by visionary. And as a quality, so if you can look as far as you can to see where it's going to go. And my good friend, for those of you that remember Zig Ziglar, he's gone now, but he used to say,
yep.
look as far as you can, go as far as you can, and when you get there, you'll always be able to see further. And so that's quality number one, is being a visionary of your own thoughts, because nobody else has got your thought. And your thought was given to you. Okay, the next thing, maybe I should number these after all. Okay, number two is a willingness to sacrifice. Okay, imagine having a thought, your life's going fine right now,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's not going fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to start something else or add something else onto your life. And so something's got to give in order to get, in my opinion. And so being willing to sacrifice something in order to get something. It may involve time, a lot of hours. It may involve travel. May involve money. May involve getting away from all the naysayers who say you can't do it. I mean, but it comes along with a sacrifice as a quality. If you're not willing to give up something, most likely it's going to be very difficult for you to get, trying to drag all the other stuff along with you. Yeah, so just something to think about.
That's right. And the first thing is, shake off the fleas.
The what?
Shake off the fleas.
What are the fleas?
Those are naysayers.
Oh, that's what you call them. Okay.
I like that.
they slang.
They
lingo.
Well, hey, nobody wants fleas on them.
That's not
ever.
That's not slang. That's reality.
Yeah. They're annoying.
You don't, because you're gonna have them. And if you're a visionary, you might as well look, as you say, as far as you can look. But when it comes to that entrepreneurship, you must be prepared to sacrifice. It's gonna cause some sacrifice, and sometimes the sacrifice can get so great. It make you want to give up your goal, but being that you know what your goal is and what your dream is, you'll keep on pressing forward. That's my take on it, Mr. G.
All right, we're going to get down. Now, Mr. Bobby, you're more than welcome to chime in if you like. However, I'm going to go to number three as a quality of an entrepreneur. Not being swayed by others. Not letting others to tell you how to do your dream or your vision or all the naysayers. Not being swayed by those who say you can't. You want to identify those and let all the others that say you can, those are the ones that you want to stay around.
And we have advice and advisors totally separate from this, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Just making sure.
That's why these are the fleas.
Those are the fleas. Okay.
These are the ones you're trying to shake off.
But will the fleas give
or
you
or spray
advice?
Off.
Will they give you what?
Advice.
Oh, yeah. If you listen
you'll learn
to
something from them.
You'll learn something
that you don't like. Well,
I mean, sometimes they can give you some very wise, but you don't let that hinder you from doing your thing, from following your dream.
Okay, so absolutely. Don't let the other sway you, all the naysayers.
Right. And as I say, there's plenty of them out there.
Okay, but listen to the ones that say you can.
Right.
Now, for those of you who seem to be around those kind of people, you may have to sacrifice by getting away from them.
You're going to have to sacrifice.
Have to.
You have to. ain't no me in it, because if you don't sacrifice getting away from them, they will really, really change your mind. And they may not last long, but they'll change your mind for a few minutes until you really get away from it. And then you sit and think about it and say, oh, I got to go back to my...
And I think there's a difference between a total naysayer and someone who doesn't like one, two, maybe three of your ideas strongly.
Right.
And it irritates you so much that it does force you to rethink,
something.
And then you're sitting there grinding your teeth and you're saying, yeah, they were right.
Well, that may be a quality.
I bet it is. I would say it is a quality.
That is a quality of some of those.
It's very important to understand that sometimes people will say something or do something and it generates another thought that seems to help.
That's right. That's why I say there's nothing wrong with the naysayer. You just got to know how to separate them from...
Not let them sway you.
Right. They're going to be there.
Well, keep them there.
Yeah. Use them.
I told someone just recently, a couple of days ago, I shouldn't share this, but I will. I said, I've served on a few committees in my lifetime, and I said, I've always looked for the one that was the agitator.
Mm-hmm.
I will not run a committee without having an agitator, because the agitator is the one that can see things differently than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I need that person for all of us to grow and to be something.
Usually ends up getting the stuff done.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, so that's my tip, which is outside of quality, but make sure you got some agitators around you, which are different than the fleas.
Yeah. They're much different than the fleas. Fleas like to hang on. Agitators just like to disrupt.
I didn't come from your part of the world where fleas are, I guess.
I'm learning something. A really bad dog at home.
Yeah, you know, I'm learning.
I had two dogs.
This show is educational.
And you must keep them clean.
This show is educational for me because I'm learning lingo.
Keep the fleas off of them.
Okay. Now the next quality is belief in yourself. And when the thought comes to you based on where you are in your life, you may say, I'm not the one that can do this. Having the belief that you are is what makes that happen. It's that quality to take you through some transition instead of thinking you should already be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the belief in yourself, because you are the product. Okay, you are the one that must believe in order for it to happen.
True.
Okay, so having some belief in yourself,
mm-hmm,
is a quality.
Must have it. And you must have that strong belief. Because, again, you go back, we fall right back to the naysayer. If you don't have that strong belief, the naysayers will persuade you that you're not going to ever make it or you're not going to do anything. So you must have that strong belief in yourself that you can do it.
Okay, now how do you define strong?
Being able to withstand. No, I won't use the term. That wouldn't be appropriate.
Oh, okay.
Being able to withstand those individuals that have the idea that they can persuade you and that tell you that you can't make it by doing that, and you must have the faith that's strong enough to hold on to your belief.
So okay. All righty. I just thought I'd ask because I don't. Yeah, I could say strong, but I don't know what strong is to you or me, or define strong. It's one of those kind of words that we can say we're strong, and yet we're very weak.
That's true.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, some people go to funerals, and they say, I'm going to stay strong, and then they break down and still cry.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with crying at a funeral, personally. If there's a loved one.
This is about qualities.
Tears are shed.
But quality. Qualities. It's okay to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it may be strong to do it. I don't know. Have you just think about that. But belief in yourself.
Very strongly.
Okay. Number five.
Mm-hmm.
Be visible. You cannot be an entrepreneur in the closet. You can only be an entrepreneur when you're telling people what your dream is, what your thought is, and what are you doing about it to make it happen so that they know. Because they're the ones that were going to help you, provided they know. So it's a very important to understand that you must be visible. And so if you're already visible, that's okay. However, if you're not that visible, you see, then you have to get out there so people see you. You have to write something so people can read whatever it is that you're putting out there. Okay, nowadays you got to create a video so people can see what you look like. But you got to be visible.
Yes.
In order to share your idea. We need to know what it is. We'd like to know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you're telling us what it is, then that's what I'm saying. One of the qualities of an entrepreneur is being visible.
So this might go back to an earlier topic when we were talking about giving away ideas, keeping things under wraps, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fair to say that you may not, that telling people the concept of your idea and that you want to be an entrepreneur is acceptable, but there may be, like we talked about, names,
mm-hmm.
Things that are kind of proprietary that you might want to keep under wraps. And I don't think there's any problem with that. I think you still be visible by telling people the summary of what you want to do,
right?
Without giving away, this
idea
is going to be the name. This is how many employees I'm going to have. This is the how many company trucks I'm going to have. X, Y, Z.
I'm going to build so many widgets.
Right. Widgets, yeah.
Right.
And we'll have them floating all over. But you got to let be visible. You got to let people know what you are trying to accomplish, what you want to do, and yet not give away the whole basket, that they say.
Well, think about it this way.
Okay.
You can tell people what you want to do because it's your thought.
That's right.
Telling them how you're going to do it is what you don't tell them.
Correct.
Okay. The how is in the action. The how is the functioning of making it happen. Telling people your thought or idea doesn't tell them how you're going to accomplish it, which means a lot of entrepreneurs have the same idea.
Right.
They have the similar thought. Each of them will do it totally differently because the thought only belongs to that person.
But won't that hurt your idea even though they do it? They can do it and do it in a different manner. Won't that hurt your idea before you get it?
I'm going to say that since you, if you can recognize where your thought came from, having a fear will keep you from making it happen. That's one thing. Number two is,
yeah, I agree with that.
Number two is there isn't anything that you can do with your life on this planet or probably anyone else without the help of others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the others happens to be within the how it gets done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, telling people your idea, you just tell the world your idea. Because that's the only way we're going to know it's your idea. You still didn't tell us how you're going to do it. You told us your idea, your thought. That's a quality when you can go tell people what it is that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're not telling them how you're doing it. It's the how that makes you unique. It's the how that makes people want to get behind you and work with you, support you, because you got to tell them your idea.
That's true.
All right. So having the fear causes fear, and it causes so many people not to accomplish those thoughts because they're too busy worrying about the others. Without understanding, their thought was given to them. They didn't get it. It was given to them. Okay? So, we hear about our scientists and our thought leaders and all that. Your thoughts come to you from out there somewhere.
Yes.
Which means the only way they get out, you got to go speak it. Just something to think about. Because that's the only way that we're going to know you have a thought.
Correct.
Without telling us, you may be copying somebody else's thought. Definitely, if you're worrying about somebody getting yours, you might be looking at how do you get others. Just something to think about.
Yes, sir.
But it's time that we go for a break and give you others out there time to think about. If you got any thoughts on the qualities of an entrepreneur, feel free to give us a call. Number's right in front of you, 727-441-3000. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll be right back.
Hey, we'll be right back after this here.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
I'm trying to reach the higher ground. We're talking about 15 qualities of an entrepreneur. We've gone through five so far. These words that I brought up, I mentioned that they're not necessarily no kind of order. But the first one was visionary. The second one was willing to sacrifice. The third thing was not being swayed by others. The fourth thing was your belief in yourself. And the last one, it to be visible as an entrepreneur. And so that's what we've covered so far. And then we're going to number six.
All right.
Number six is being creative. Which means you got the thought, you got the vision, but how do you create it? Okay, so quality is creating it the way you see it being created, which may be totally different than someone else seeing the same thing being created differently. So that's the reason we talked about somebody taking your thoughts and ideas before the break, and I just said the thought is yours. How is what's going to make it happen? And so being creative to follow your thought is one of the qualities of an entrepreneur. It's yours. It's your thought.
Mm-hmm.
And how you seeing it being created is where the key is. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that. Okay? So, that goes for anything you do. That's how come there's competition out there. Because
Correct.
People create things differently. Mm-hmm. We should welcome competition because it makes us better. It's simple as that. It makes us better. We should welcome it. However, Many people fear telling their ideas.
Because they're afraid they're going to lose it.
I'm going to give you a hint. I probably come up with 10 or 12 ideas
mm-hmm.
every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never get to all of them in my lifetime. I mm-hmm. would love to have some take some of my ideas and make them happen.
Make them full-fledged.
All right, so if all you got one... If all you have one, most likely it'll never happen. Because never is a power word. It's a powerful word, but the reason I say never is because if you're afraid to share your idea, how can it get done? You're going to need help to get it done anyway. So worrying about somebody taking your idea, your belief in yourself is what's lacking. It isn't the idea. It's the belief in yourself. And if I find people that are afraid to share ideas, I'll literally say, you don't believe in yourself. And for those of you that are wondering, it's impossible for me to imagine being in front of this studio right now, being on the radio or in front of you and all having my face all around the planet. It's possible for me to be here if I was worrying about sharing my idea. Anyway, so something to think about. But those are qualities that I see. You might have some other things to add on to it.
Well, the idea is yours. I agree. But somebody always want to try to step in on your idea, even though it's your idea. And if you put your ideas in operation first, the other individual, whoever try to take your idea, has to come up a long way to meet your idea.
What makes you think like that? That's where people spend time not getting their idea done.
Yes.
And they might think that somebody else took their idea because nobody else has your abilities. And if you really think somebody else does, and you're gonna worry about somebody stealing your idea, that's on you.
I'll never get affected.
So if I want to help the world, I got to let people know you don't have any faith in yourself not to share your idea.
Mm-hmm.
Not to worry about somebody taking it. Because only you have your skills and abilities. So having the belief in yourself is the requirement. Now, I'm not done yet. I'm only on number 6. Okay, so being creative. Number 7. As a quality to be an entrepreneur is having an imagination, which is a little different than a visionary. It's an imagination of how do you imagine it being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When you can speak how you imagine your thought being a reality, then you can tell the world how you imagine it being. So I'd like to have you think about that.
Yes.
Okay, your imagination. I said something a few weeks ago on the show. I said, imagine if all humans were taught to find enjoyable employment instead of just jobs. Imagine how much that could accomplish.
Yes.
That's just a thought. Okay? Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that. What do you imagine your thought can do since it came to you from outside of you? It's not yours. It was given to you, in my opinion. Mine was given to me. My thoughts come from elsewhere. I know how to say thank you for all of them and choose.
Well, the imagination is that individual must have some type of an idea to imagine what he hoped it to be, whatever it is that he's striving to be, whatever he has created. And you want to be able to imagine what it would be like when I reach a certain point. And that's to keep me motivated that I may be able to reach that point.
Imagine all those that imagine not getting started because they're worried about somebody taking their idea.
Well,
that's in the imagination too.
That's imagination that never gets started. We're talking about the imagination that wants to go ahead and do something.
I'm just talking about imagination.
I am talking about imagination. Imagination is to imagine. I imagine what my goal would be if I get there, if I keep at it. I don't stop. Okay. I've created. You told me about creation. Told me about having faith. All that
I haven't mentioned that yet. So,
okay.
We're getting down to that.
All right.
Because it all comes down to qualities.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us are missing qualities, or we don't know that there are there are qualities. Mm-hmm. However, the ones that are quite successful will tell you what they went through in order to become that way, what they have, and I'm pretty sure they recognize a whole bunch of others helped them get to where they are.
Yes.
Getting started was the biggest challenge.
Well.
Yeah, getting started was the biggest challenge.
Yeah, that's the biggest step out to okay. do it.
Now, that kind of leads to number eight. Okay, you visualize something, your imagination, how it is, and you create it. Number eight is being a risk taker.
You are a risk taker.
I want you to think about it. Being a risk taker, in order to be a quality of an entrepreneur, we take risk.
Yes, we do.
That's one way to look at it. There's another way to look at risk, which I'm going to share with you because I hope this one gets out there.
Go ahead.
There's no such thing as risk. That's the first. You're taught a word. There's no such thing as risk. And the reason there's no such thing as risk is because the one that's doing it isn't taking a risk. The one that's doing it is doing it. The others may be sitting on the outside line saying you took a risk. It's just another way to look at it.
just like yeah. the commercials say, just do it, huh?
Yeah, just do it. Just doing it is never a risk because the doer is the one that has the belief.
That's right.
So, if you're worried about a risk, I'm hesitating because I should have put together a list on all the negative qualities of entrepreneur.
Well, it's not too late.
Yes, it is for this show. We'll have to.
That'd be for the next show.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. I don't want to mix them. So anyway, but yeah, I like to have you think about it. A risk taker, an entrepreneur, a quality of an entrepreneur is taking risks because it's their thought, their idea, their vision. It's them doing the unknown in order to make it known.
Correct. That's the key.
Okay. So
because they have no idea how it's going to turn out.
Right. So if they're doing that, mm-hmm. then how can that person be taking a risk? Just something for all of you to think about it. You should join in like they stepped in. That's all. Just something to think about. Because the one with the thought is the one that says, I'm the one that's got to go get it started.
Mm-hmm.
It's never a risk. It's in the minds of the others who say, don't start. People even tell you that you're taking a risk. Well, the doer is never taking a risk. The doer is the one that's doing. I'd like to have you think about it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, number nine. Because our time is running out here. Number nine is, as a quality of an entrepreneur, you must be dedicated.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
A quality is dedicated to
yes.
following through
yes.
on the vision.
Yes.
It's following through on how you visualize it being. It takes dedication.
Yes, it does.
Which means if you aren't dedicated, chances are it's never going to happen.
You're going to fail.
I wouldn't say fail. It's just not going to happen.
All right.
I wouldn't say fail.
It won't happen.
But I'd like to have you just think about it. Right. Because you said part of being an entrepreneur takes dedication.
Take a lot of dedication.
You know, you may have to get up early in the morning.
Yes,
you may
you
have
do.
To give up your job. You may have to give up your loved ones and friends. I mean, it takes dedication to focus on things that you're doing. And for many entrepreneurs, that's a quality to have because that's how you're going to get where you're trying to go. You got to dedicate something to it. But it's time that we have a short break because
okay.
I'm filling your minds with different ways to look at qualities for entrepreneurs. And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor right here with
Mr. Dukes. We are looking for some entrepreneurs out there that want to call in and give us some more pointers.
The the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Entrepreneurs don't let nothing stand in their way.
They're up
every morning early and they go to bed late at night, because that's what an entrepreneur has to do.
We're talking about 15 qualities.
There may be more,
but I'm talking about 15 on this show on this day. There may be others.
I guess I'm doing something right.
That's right.
Yes, you are.
Getting up early, going to bed late.
That comes along with it.
Yes, I should have waited a little to start doing that.
The only difference is that... It's your time as to how you get up early and how do you go to bed. The only reason I say that is because most of you, if you got transportation right now, if you go out on the highway any time of day, the highway's full.
All day long.
So if the highway's full, how can those people be working? Which means they must work at night.
They retired.
Okay, well, so he's speaking for Florida.
If that many people that are retired, then...
In the state of Florida, yes, sir.
I wholeheartedly agree.
I'm sure there's got to be some night workers that allow...
Oh, yeah, that's some night workers.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right. So it's very important to understand that what you see means the others aren't doing it that way.
That's right.
Well, there's entrepreneurs on the road. There's freelancers on the road. There's contractors on the road.
Entrepreneurs has to be on the road.
Other self-employed people on the road.
Right.
Which means when you ride around at night... If there's not too many people out on the road, and because nowadays it's crowded out there at night, which means the other people must be sleeping because you're out there.
That's right.
We're sitting there tapping their pencil against the table, sitting there with ideas.
Right. So I want you to begin to understand.
With their thoughts.
It isn't your hours. It's the hours by which humans function.
Yes.
Which is 24/7.
Yes.
And we only get a chance to see a third of that, which is our 8 hours or 10 hours or 12 hours. And the other 12, we have no clue what existed.
Well, I don't believe an entrepreneur would get 8 hours of sleep.
Right. Okay. So I just want you to just think about that.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, number 10, because our time is running down.
All right.
We've covered visionary, willingness to sacrifice. Not being swayed by others, belief in self, be visible, being creative, imagination, being risk taker, and being dedicated. And that was led us up to number 9. Number 10 is having a purpose. A purpose for why are you doing what you're doing?
Because I believe in myself and I believe that I can do what my dream is.
Okay, all right, so you think that's the purpose?
That's my purpose.
Right. Okay, so as an entrepreneur, you must, having a quality is you got a purpose for doing what you're doing because you know you could be doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have a purpose for doing it. And if you got a purpose, then you should tell everybody.
Right.
That's the only reason we're going to understand why you're doing what you're doing. So anyway, number 10, having a purpose is a quality of entrepreneurs.
Yes, it is.
Number 11, you've heard this word a few times on the show, but we didn't get to it. Number 11 is having a goal. Mm-hmm. How do you take your vision and how do you take the imagination and create a goal for when it is full-blown? A timetable. Okay, something where you can say, if I do all of this, it's going to give me that.
Yes.
Because having a goal or several goals, or little goals that become big goals, but having a goal by when you know you're there based on how you started, mm-hmm. which is with the vision. Anyway, so that's number 11, having a goal. Look at number 12.
Mm-hmm.
As a quality, and these are only my qualities. Okay, Gene Hodges' qualities. Mr. Dukes may have a different set. You may go out on the internet and find a whole bunch of other qualities that the other people said. And Gene Hodges saying his. Okay. Okay. Mr. Number 12, be humble.
All the time.
That's a quality.
That is the number one quality in your entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship? Okay. Yeah. Understand that there are other people out there
right.
that are trying to do what you're doing. There are other people out there that have no idea what you're doing because they can't imagine it. And there are plenty out there that probably need your help right now. And it's important to be humble to understand that, you know, that it needs to be there.
Would you like to hear our very special clip of the evening?
Yes.
Do we have one?
I believe we have. We're going to ask the question, why not?
Why not?
Oh, that one. Yes. That's the one we do want to hear. And it's why not? It's by a person by the name of Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn. And you find him out on the internet. But we got a clip that we're going to play. So, Bobby, if you got it, let it go.
I want you to ponder these four questions. The first question to ponder when you go home is why? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to earn as much as you can earn, share as much as you can share? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to do it all? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Develop every skill you possibly can. See every human you possibly can. Go to every class you possibly can. Touch everybody you possibly can. Why do that much? Why go that far? Why share that much? Why give that much away? Why try to see everything? Why try to do everything? Why try to become everything? The first question to ponder when you go home is why. Here's another good answer to why. It's the second question, why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have? Why not see how many people you can rescue from oblivion? I want you to take that personal. Why not? Why not? You've got to stay here till you go. I mean, what else are you gonna do? Why not see how much you can do, how far you can go? Now here's number three. Why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you? My very last question on the questions to ponder is why not now? There never was a better time. And what a time now for us to take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world.
Why not you?
Why not you?
We're talking about qualities of entrepreneurs. Why not you?
You got to be here.
It's something to think about. That's by a person by the name
of... time for you to go.
It's by a person by the name of Jim Rohn. You can find him out on the internet. The title of the clip is titled, Why Not? There's several out there. We just chose this one because we thought it was appropriate. But why not you? The thoughts are going to come to you because they are just for you. And the only way we will know those thoughts is when you decide to get started on it. Which leads to our final quality, number 15. Or 13, I see 13. I took 15.
Yeah.
However, I left them out. I can get to 15. Number 13, stay focused on your vision. You're going to have all sorts of things that will come in and out of your life. Stay focused on the vision. They come in and out of your life for a purpose. And one of those is to see how well you stay on track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyway, but be focused.
As
a quality.
As Mr. Rome says, as an entrepreneur, all of those why not follow every one of those 15 that he just gave tonight. Why not as an entrepreneur?
I gave 13. I got 14.
Oh, you gave 13.
But number 14.
All right.
Have faith in something. Okay, I'm going to say have faith in something. Whatever your belief is, have some faith in it. Because I'm not going to go into any other. I don't know what yours is, but whatever it is, have some faith that you were given a vision and it was for you. That's one reason you don't have to be worried about sharing your vision with someone else, in my opinion. It's meant for you. And there's no other you on this planet but you. Okay. Number 15. Number 15. Know how to say thank you for the vision you've been given, since it's not yours. You are the vehicle by which you could bring it to life. Entrepreneurs know how to take those thoughts and ideas. They learn how to take those thoughts and ideas and bring them to life in order to serve many of us.
And that's a fact.
I'm just trying to be one of them.
That's right.
Because I got something to share as well. Yes, I'd like to have you begin to think about that. Is those are qualities of entrepreneurs.
Today,
I hear music.
Tomorrow, and forever.
Okay, I hear the music, which means our time is up. You're listening to Frank Sinatra, My Way. I'm going to just say this. All the things you find yourself doing, like doing, enjoy doing, you literally have been doing it your way.
Yes.
Go out and help make the world a better place. You hear that all the time. You may have been given to do that. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour. We'll be right back, and we're done and out of here.
See you next week.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.